Hi, everyone. We're here today with Karen Serrato, who is a Lyme Magnetic Protocol Practitioner. That's a mouthful. So can you tell me, Karen, first of all, how are you?
I'm well. I'm doing well. It's been an interesting time here, both for me, both at home with my two college kids that were suddenly pulled out of college and arrived home within 24 hours with all their stuff, navigating that on a personal level. And then professionally, just still working to stay in my practice, but with all of the precautions and that we're doing here at the center. So I'm doing okay, though. I'm happy to be here with you today. Thank you.
I'm so glad. So could you just explain to me what exactly a Lyme Magnetic Protocol Practitioner is?
Right. So, to be a practitioner, it's someone who's gone through the training with Joan Randall, who is the founder and really was the person that is the person who created this protocol. And going through years of training with her, she has four levels of training in this protocol. And I did complete my fourth level back in 2018. So that's what a practitioner is. And in terms of the Lyme Magnetic Protocol, it's a protocol using biomagnetic pair therapy. So just to show you, these are the magnets that I use every day in my practice. And magnets are utilizing the very energy that our bodies are made up of, which is electromagnetic energy. And you don't need to be someone who is using any type of alternative complementary healthcare to understand that, because doctors will tell you right away that they know that our bodies are made of electromagnetic energy. And this, using the magnets, is really tapping into the energy of that which we are. So biomagnetic pair therapy has been around since the 1980s. Dr. Goyes from Mexico was the first one to really develop it to work on different bodily functions, specifically things like cancers and different types of leukemias and other types of conditions like that. NASA actually was one of the first government organizations to utilize biomagnetic pair therapy with astronauts and other to see how that could help the body adapt to being in space. So Joan Randall, the founder of the Lyme Magnetic Protocol, got Lyme disease herself, and she became very, very sick, and she went through courses of IV antibiotics and various treatments, was very, very sick, finally got herself well enough and did some research on biomagnetic pair therapy and decided to go out to California to get trained with Dr. Goyes. So she did that. She went out there and got trained with him, and she started working with, she has a health background, medical background herself, and started working with different doctors from MIT and Dartmouth and people even over in Europe, and really fine-tuned this protocol to work with Lyme disease and the co-infections. And that's where it started. And that was probably about 7 years ago, or 7 or 8 years ago. And so it was primarily developed to work with people with Lyme disease and co-infections. And so what she found out, though, after so many years of working with people, is that why were there some people that were getting better a lot quicker with this protocol than others? And what she came to realize is that what she needed to look at, and what we need to look at doing this protocol, and in general with health and wellness, is that she wasn't looking at the whole total body burden. That some people, why do some people get sick, really, really sick with having Lyme and co-infections, and other people can handle it more? And I think that has a lot to do with many things like genetics and the home environment and where your emotional body is at. But one of the things too is really looking at body burden. So the Lyme Magnetic Protocol is a protocol using electromagnetic energy of magnets to help clear out infection and toxins from the body, but it works on so much more than just Lyme disease and co-infections. We look at the total body burden of infection and toxin.
So before we even get there, which is like a whole, to me, exciting. No, it's okay, because it's so exciting. I think having gone through the protocol and realizing my own health and being able to heal, I think it's an important thing to discuss. I want you to just tell me a little bit about your background and sort of what you bring to the table when you're when you're working with a client, because you have a really interesting background that helps, you know, I think with bringing all those modalities together.
Sure, absolutely. So I graduated 30 years ago, hard to even say that number, 30 years ago from Tufts University with a degree in occupational therapy. And I worked in rehab hospitals for about 10 years with people with physical disabilities, accidents, I was doing acute physical rehab. And so I was really, I come from traditional healthcare, allopathic medicine, where it's, you know, this is the diagnosis and this is what you do. Did that for 10 years, fast forward, I get married, I have children, and I stumble upon, but I don't believe anything's a coincidence really. I stumble upon Reiki and I really started my training back in 2002 using energetic healing modalities. So Reiki was really a big life changer for me, realizing that our bodies are so much more than just muscles and bones and ligaments and nerves, but that we are bodies of energy and that everything is energy. So in 2002, I started my Reiki training and worked my way up over the years to become a Reiki master teacher. So that came into my life, really like just opening my eyes everything is energy. So I developed a private practice doing private Reiki sessions and teaching Reiki certification classes. And that was fantastic. And I was also a yogi myself. Yoga really helps keep my own energy balanced. And I just had an intuitive hit one day. It literally happened sitting on a dock by a lake. And I heard the voice in my head saying, you should become a yoga teacher. And I thought, well, that's a great idea, because I know the physical body so much from being an occupational therapist, and I know the energetic body from being a Reiki teacher. So I went into my yoga teacher training back in 2013, so 7 years ago. So now I still teach yoga, and I still teach Reiki. And now I do the Line Magnetic Protocol, which I began my first level of training in 2016, and I went through the levels through 2018. So that's my background. And I think what works well for my clients and for myself as a practitioner is that because I come from traditional healthcare and I know the body, the physical body so well, but I have these energetic practices of yoga and Reiki, I think it just really helps me to bridge that gap of, you know, why are these magnets so powerful and what is about the energy of them. So that's my background.
Well, it's very integrative and balanced. So now to go to the place of when you have a client or a patient come to you, what does that look like? What does a session look like? And what other things, because I know there's a lot of them, are you able to treat and really help someone with aside from Lyme? Because I think that's a big, you and I were talking before the recording and about the fact that sometimes I'm talking to a client and I have to say to them, no, it's Lyme Magnetic Protocol, but they treat other viruses and other bacteria and mold, et cetera. So if you can speak to that and what that looks like a little bit with a client, that would be great.
Sure. I'm very happy to do so. So first of all, you asked me like, what is the process of starting the protocol? So my practice is here out of the New Hampshire Health and Wellness Center in Nashua, New Hampshire. And we have 12 providers here all working together. And everybody here has decades of experience. So the first step to doing the protocol at the center is first you have a medical intake with our RN, our registered nurse, Jackie Robidoux. And that's critical to spend that time meeting with her. She does a full intake and history, goes over supplements, and also helps. So we really have a good understanding from the moment you walk in to start your first magnet treatment. We really have a good background. It's so critical. I really think that it's what makes our protocol and our process so effective at the center is that we have this integrative team approach. So first you go see Jackie and you spend about an hour, hour and a half with her going over all of this. And then what's really valuable for the client is that when you leave that day, you're given a list of things to help you do that she instructs you to do before you come in for your first session that helps you detoxify so that you come in as strong as you can, helps to really bring your immune system up so that you're ready to do the work. So then you come in for your first session. Your first session is 2 hours long, because what we need to do is that we need to connect and talk. And I'll certainly read the information from Jackie, but to really hear from your own words to where you're at and your own life's journey, what's brought you to this point today. And then after we have our discussion, a person lays down on the table and we do what's called an initial scan. We use muscle testing or kinesiology to ask the body what's present. And then when we find out what's present in the body, we ask the body, what is the priority for today? This is not a cookbook approach. It's not that maybe with Charlotte, we started with Lyme, Borrelia bacteria, whereas with Susan, we might start with mold or Epstein-Barr virus or, you know, whatever. And then in that very first session after your scan to see what's present in the body, we go ahead and do the first session. And sometimes that first session is going right to infection. And sometimes the body says, no, not infection yet. Let's build up. Let's beef up the body with detoxification and get us ready. So you brought up a really good point. The Lyme magnetic protocol, yes, very well named for people who have Lyme disease, but it's for so much more than just people with Lyme disease and co-infections. And that brings us back to what we talked about in the beginning, the total body burden. We have people every day. I don't really think I've had any client who just comes in with straight Lyme disease, Borrelia bacteria mm-hmm. only. We have our life history, the geography of our lives, and it shows up in what our bodies are carrying around. Now, certainly let me take back some of my own words. A younger child comes in, they might just have Borrelia. So that is a situation. But if you're an adult, it's pretty unusual to have just Lyme. So we treat a variety of, I can't say treat, we address a variety of conditions at the center of this protocol. For example, we do Epstein-Barr virus, mold toxicity, strep, and there's a lot of strains of strep. There's a lot of strains of mold and many strains of Epstein-Barr. Mycoplasmas, which are bacterial infections, there are dozens and dozens of them. And the list goes on and on between parasites, fungus, candida, heavy metals, toxins, it goes on and on. And so I think that's really what is the key piece here, is that our bodies are able to handle a certain load of infection, bacterial, viral, parasitical, or fungal. But when that load gets to be too high, the body's immune system can't handle anymore. And that's what I like to call the tipping point. That suddenly, or that Jenga game where you stick in those wooden blocks, building it up. At a certain point, our tower of infection or a body burden becomes too high, not even just infection, but as I mentioned, mold and toxins, the body burden becomes too high. And that's when sometimes one more thing happens, and it's not even always an infection or a toxin, but sometimes it's a life stressor. So sometimes it's a good life stressor, like somebody's getting married or graduating or whatever, changing jobs. And sometimes the life stressor is something much worse than that. And that can be the thing, or it can be another tick bite, or it can be another random infection or toxin that enters the body. The body says, I can't do it anymore. And that's when people topple. Or sometimes sometimes after a vaccination, we sometimes see people coming in with that as well. So it's called the Lyme Magnetic Protocol, but I can give you loads and loads of examples of people that come in that sometimes they don't even have vector-borne, meaning you got bit by something. They don't even have vector-borne infection. Or if they do, it's a small piece. It's really not what the focus is, and we'll handle it. It's not really what's causing them to be so sick.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a really valid point that I want to talk about as we're starting to wrap up, is this importance of the immune system and keeping it really strong. Yeah. And I love your analogy. I always think of myself having been through the protocol, is coming to Aldea New Hampshire Health and Wellness, which I love. Love coming there because it's a really, I feel like I'm just so taken care of. So just letting the audience know that I think of myself like putting the hose in the bucket. And I just know that it's like, I forgot to turn off the hose. And I now feel like I use the treatment or the protocol of the magnets to really keep me in my healthiest self and keep my immune system strong, combined with other things that I obviously can do at home. but that is something I really want you to speak to so we all can understand, as we are sitting in the midst of a pandemic right now and people, there's fear and anxiety around getting sick and how we sort of can keep ourselves healthy.
Absolutely. So this protocol is, again, so much more than just bringing people down, cutting people down into their parts and pieces of infection and toxins, but really looking with so much hope and belief that our bodies can handle so much if we can keep our immune system strong and elevated. And certainly there's a lot of fear right now and a lot of people who have been very sick. But what I'm just not hearing about a lot in media is about the immune system and how strong, how important it is to keep the immune system strong right now. It's because we are going to, our bodies have lots of viruses and bacteria and various infections and toxins in it. And we are meant, we're designed to handle a certain level or load of it. But if we can keep our immune system strong and if we can lower our body burden, then we can handle things a lot better than others. So for example, if you come into the center and you come to see me and you have mold and strep and Epstein-Barr and mycoplasmas and tick-borne or vector-borne infection, and then you get exposed to COVID virus, your body's going to have a much harder time handling that than if you've weaned, you've taken that burden down. We do a lot of detoxification with the magnet work as well. All systems of liver and kidney and gallbladder, adrenals, connective tissue toxicity, hormone balancing, all of this to boost the immune system. So I think really what we need to be looking at when we're talking about health and wellness is there is a time and a place for medication and perhaps vaccines and things like that. But what we really, really got to focus on during this time and before and after this is about immune system. You keep your immune system strong and your body can handle levels of infection and toxins. And that's really what the message is here for the Lyme Magnetic Protocol as well as at the center.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think that one of the things that when you're using all these words, I want to say to the audience is, having been through the protocol, is when you go in as a client and you're looking at, maybe you just listed like five things, right? That can feel sort of intimidating to a client thinking, wait a second, you're telling me I have all five of these things. But I think the flip side of that, speaking to the ability of what our body is able to do for so long, which is kind of fascinating and scary at the same time, because we push ourselves then as humans and expect our body to function, but that you can be exposed to five strains of Epstein-Barr and Lyme and Bartonella. And that sounds scarier than it actually is, because it's sort of the fascinating cool part is our body's been able to get up every morning, have breakfast and function through the day until one of those things has tipped the scale. And I think that's important for the audience to understand and not be intimidated by that. Because you could probably go and get blood work and have some of the same results of having just as many items in your body going on. And I think that to me, the other piece I wanted to just speak to a little bit, because sometimes I think the other word people get tripped up on, we were having a call the other day about detoxing. And so when you speak, there's a major difference having been through all these things, whether it's a detox or taking antibiotics for myself or herbals and having done it all, whether it's a Lyme or bacteria or, you know, whatever I've had. And the best thing about going to the magnets is how gentle that reaction is. So when you say a word like detox, sometimes people might assume like, you know, or, oh gosh, well, how's this really working? And I can speak to it having been through it. That what I love also when you all do it is that when you're muscle testing, and you can speak to this better than I can, but when you're muscle testing afterwards, you're asking, and you can explain now to the audience what a HERX is, but what will this feel like for the patient, the client, right, to come out of this on the other side? They're going to go home. I'm not going to see them for 2 weeks. And I know what, you know, a HERX after an antibiotic can feel like. And I've been there and it's horrific. Having gone through the protocol, it was one of the most gentle healing processes I've ever been through, which was really important and critical for me. So can you just, I know we're going a little longer, but I want to hear you say that.
Yeah, it's so great. I've been interviewed many times about the protocol, but never by somebody who's gone through it. So this is great. First of all, I wish I could back up and take out the word detoxification, because I'd almost like to call it immune system support.
Yep.
I'll give you an example. I had a new client come in last week. He's 80 years old, 80 years old. His body did not want to go to doing any infection that day, because what he needed to do is we needed to boost his immune system mm-hmm. and help him feel stronger and better. And so we did different magnetic pairings to support his liver, his kidney, his lymphatic system. I sent him home with some instructions of some things to do. His wife emailed me the next day and she said, in less than 24 hours, there's a noticeable difference. He has more energy. He had more appetite, and appetite is a huge indicator of health. More energy, more appetite, more cognitively alert and aware. So that was after our initial session of this immune system support. So it is very gentle, but I think what I want to state about that is that do not be misguided, that these magnets are very powerful. Mm-hmm. So the protocol is very powerful. It's so powerful that it does help aid the body in ridding of infection and toxins. But the important part is the provider, the practitioner that you work with has to be good at muscle testing, asking the body, what is the priority today and how much do I do? Because mm-hmm. I have one client who counts the number of magnets I put on her because she thinks that more is better. And what I say to her is, no, more is not, I can put 2 magnets on you and I have, and that could be it for the day. Or I could put 22 magnets on you and one's not better than the other. So the protocol can be, it's very gentle to the body when the practitioner is skilled at muscle testing and saying, how much can I do today that will be for this person's highest healing good? And where do I stop? And so you mentioned a HERX, which is pretty much the body's reaction to die off, and as toxins or infection die off and then leave the body, the body feels it. It's work for the body, and the body experiences these things as they die off and they leave. The stronger the person is, the more support that they have, the more that the practitioner is able to really muscle test and ask the body, what do I do today? We keep that down. So that's really important too, is make sure that you work with providers that are able to muscle test accurately. Because years ago when the protocol first started, more magnets, heavier magnets were used. They were left on for longer and people were having really not so good days.
Yeah.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah, that totally answers it. And I think that one thing I would say, and like you were talking about the power of the magnet, gentle and extremely effective. And what we also didn't talk about, and because I went through it, and obviously every person is different, is what we would both say. And I've gone through it, and two of my children have, and all of our experiences have been different. But I think in total for me, after being really sick for 5 years, I went 7 times. And now I go as maintenance, but I just find that really, I'm just so appreciative to have been able to be exposed to the experience and have it available to me. And I really want to share it with other people, that you all are up in New Hampshire at New Hampshire Health and Wellness, and that you're able to, see people right now as we're in the pandemic and post-pandemic, and being really, I've been there during this with my children and myself for my own health, and really just think very highly of you and your practice up there and what you all are doing for so many people. So we're super appreciative.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate getting a chance to talk to you about this today. And if I can just mention our website too, because people can go on and read more about the Lyme Magnetic Protocol as well as all the providers. It's www.nhhealthwellness.com.
Great. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Charlotte. Nice to talk to you today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.